Psalm 29, Preface. If our prayers are to penetrate the clouds and to be accepted in heaven, we must not pray with a bad conscience. We must not be minded to do evil and must not be living in sins and vices, but must worship in the beauty of holiness. This we do when we pray in the name and faith of Jesus Christ, as then we are dressed in the beauteous robe of His righteousness and sincerely resolved to follow holiness. The prayers of the impenitent, who are not minded to abandon sin, God will not hear. But of the believer, St. John writes, "If our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight." On the other hand, the Lord says, "When ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood." Idle is the prayer of those who lift up hands given to the service of sin. To lift up holy hands in prayer, we are reminded in the 29th Psalm. The Victorious Power of the Gospel. A Psalm of David. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars, yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sirion, like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in His temple doth everyone speak of His glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Summary. This psalm is an elegant prophecy of the preaching of the gospel, of which it is foretold that it would be proclaimed in all the world with victorious power. David foresaw this voice from heaven, proclaiming Christ, the only Lord and Savior, would put to shame the greatness, the wisdom, and holiness of this world, and would call many out of darkness unto light. Therefore, he would also institute the flood of holy baptism, the washing of regeneration, through which the multitudes of the Gentiles are brought into the covenant of God, through which also the old man is drowned and the new created. Kings and princes, the great and mighty of the earth, David likens to the cedars of Lebanon. The many waters, the forests, the floods, are the nations of the earth. Among them all the voice of the gospel resounds. Despise it not, for blessed is the ear that hears and inclines to it. Prayer. Thanks and praise be unto Thee, our God and Lord, for sending us the gospel of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, in which Thou dost teach us the way of salvation, and dost comfort us with the hope of everlasting life. Make Thy word in us a power unto salvation, and the anchor of our soul in life and death. Cause also the voice of Thy word to be sounded abroad, that the nations which know Thee not may come unto Thy light. Amen.